السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا، اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O Allah, we beseech thee to increase us in our knowledge and to protect us from the deception of the Satan and the evil of our souls. Ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen. It is only the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala that today we continue with our lesson on the tafsir and commentary of the Noble Quran. Our starting point is Surah Ibrahim, chapter number 14, verse number 9. To summarize and recap yesterday's lesson, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا مِنْ رَسُولٍ إِلَّا بِلِسَانِ قَوْمِهِ لِيُبَيِّنَ لَهُمْ. Every messenger came and spoke to his people in their own language and dialect. From here we deduce, as Muslims we should be multilingual. If we just see in South Africa, how many of us can speak the 11 languages? I don't think you will find 1% of Muslims who can do that. So we have failed miserably. So what we need to do is for our children, grandchildren, teach them the African languages. Teach them the foreign languages. When you travel now to South America, you need Spanish, you need Portuguese. And we are stranded because we need interpreters. And when you can speak to the people in their language, it has a greater impact as well. And this we find is a precedent for it. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam instructed Zayd bin Thabit radiallahu anhu, O Zayd radiallahu ta'ala anhu ardah, you go and learn the language of the Jews because I do not trust them. In their translation, they can make a mistake. A translator is a traitor many a time. So already the precedent was set in the time of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So these languages, we need to understand how important they are. It is a means of very, very good communication. So if a person knows 6-5 languages, with this intention, Ya Allah, I will make da'wat and tabligh. I will take this message to the Muslims and non-Muslims. That will be a great, great asset that that person will have. And inshallah, a great things when he interacts with other people as well. Thereafter, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala taught us about Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam. This mighty messenger, Nabi Musa alayhi salam, when you open Bukhari Sharif, you will find he was dark in complexion. If you open the Bible, you will find he had sheepish hair, like the normal African, the black African you see, very similar to that. And you see that the hand of Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam was white. وَنَزَعَ يَدَهُ فَإِذَا هِيَ بَيْضَاءُ لِلنَّاظِرِينَ. So this was the miracle that he showed the Pharaoh and his cronies and cabinet. So it shows that if he was white before, then what is the miracle? So the miracle is this, he was dark in complexion and the hand was shining, glittering, became white. All were the mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. That messenger, dark in complexion, but the message he was giving was full of light and effulgence and radiance. Allah elevated him so much, 136 times his honorable name is mentioned in the Noble Quran. Bi'ayatina, as I mentioned yesterday, that ayatina means his miracles. Not the verses of the Torah, because the Torah he only received ba'da halaki Fir'aun, ba'da gharqi Fir'aun, after the Pharaoh was drowned and he perished with his people. What must you do, O Musa alayhi salam? An akhrij qawmaka min az-zulumati ila an-nur. Take them out from the many, many darknesses in which they are groping into the radiance and effulgence of Islam. Wa dhakkirhum bi-ayyamillah. Remind them about the bounties of Almighty Allah. Ayyam, the plural of yom, the previous days, the previous years, the previous ages, the previous generations. All that will be included in that. When we study for Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam and juxtapose and compare the two, we find Almighty Allah in the beginning of Surah Ibrahim, verse 1 says, You, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, لِتُخْرِجَ النَّاسَ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ. You must take the people out. So it shows the messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's message is international and global for all times, all places. Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam's message and mission was for that time and that place. Therefore the word قَوْمَكَ, your people, your nation. Thereafter, Almighty Allah states, "Inna fi dhalika la ayatin li kulli sabarin shakur." Each one of us must aspire and make that effort in that direction to become sabar, sabar ala ta'at. We continue day and night with the good deeds. And we become people sabar, that we save ourselves anil ma'asiyah, from all vices and sins. Sabar, if and when a catastrophe, calamity comes, Allah forbid, we must never ask for that. Then we do not complain to human beings. If we complain, we complain to Allah. Nabi Yaqub alayhi salatu salam, during the month of Ramadan, you heard the wonderful incident of Nabi Yusuf alayhi salatu salam. His honorable father, Nabi Yaqub alayhi salam. 40 years, some ulama have written, was the separation period. Yes, he complained, Nabi Yaqub alayhi salam, but to who? Innama ashku bathi wa huzni ila Allah. Oh Allah, my sadness, my grief, I only complain to you, Ya Allah. What did Allah say? Fasabrun jameel. That's a wonderful, beautiful form of patience and endurance. Shakur. Almighty Allah knows, human being, loyalty is a scarce commodity. Very few people in this world you will find that are loyal. In front of you, they will smile and they'll call you big, big titles, and behind your back, they'll be stabbing you, undermining you, ridiculing you. So shakur, when they do that with Allah, then what do we expect for ourselves? So shakur are those people who are grateful, thankful to Almighty Allah in private, in public, all times. And their aim is to please Allah. وَقَلِيلٌ مِّنْ عِبَادِيَ shakur. Very few of my servants are very, very grateful. Because people today curry favor with politicians and rulers and leaders and so forth. So therefore you will find very few. Remember, remind them of Musa alayhi salatu salam, of the bounties of Allah, how Almighty Allah rescued them from the Pharaoh and his cronies, whilst they were slaughtering their children, their sons, and taking their women, and for obvious reasons. Almighty Allah jalla wala states, that was a big and a huge trial for you. Almighty Allah jalla wala announced, La in shakartum la azidannakum. If you make shukr and you are grateful, then I will give you more and more. We perform Zuhur Salat. Did we say, Allahumma inni ala dhikrika wa shukrika wa husni ibadatik? We forget. We only remember money. That's all. So remember every day when we perform our salat, especially the first salat, Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam told Muaz bin Jabal radiallahu anhu, in the ending of your salat, before salam, say, Allahumma inni ala zikrika wa shukrika wa husni ibadatik. Oh Allah, you assist me that I remember you, I make your zikr. Wa shukrika, I am grateful and thankful to you. Wa husni ibadatik, and I fulfill my duty with beauty. The hadith in Mishkat Sharif, Musnad Ahmad. And you can read the dua after you make salam also. Both ways the sunnah will be fulfilled. Wala in kafartum, if you are ungrateful, inna azabi la shadid, my punishment is very severe. When we are ungrateful, that ni'mat bounty which Allah gave us, He snatches it away. So Almighty Allah, the entire creation, Allah forbid, become kafir, non-Muslim. It will not harm Allah in the least. Fa inna Allah la ghaniyun hamid. Verily, Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala is totally independent and the only one worthy of praises at all times, all places. Today's lesson, Surah 14, Surah Ibrahim, verse number 9. We as Muslims must study history so that we don't commit the mistakes of the past in the future. We as Muslims must learn history so that we are motivated and inspired for the future. We as Muslims must learn history because our history is written not in black and white, it's written in black and red. The black ink of the honorable ulama and the red blood of our respected and honorable martyrs. That is why our Islamic history is imperative for a true scholar. Almighty Allah is teaching us. Surah 14, Surah Ibrahim, verse 9. Alam yatikum. What, has it not come to you? To you, the Ummah, the Muslimah, to human race? Naba'ul ladhina min qablikum. Naba. Naba means khabarun azim, the important news. Ordinary news, khabar. Naba'un, important news. So naba'ul ladhina min qablikum, the important news of the generations and people who came before you. O Nuh, the people of Nuh alayhi salatu salam, this mighty messenger, Almighty Allah, let him love with his people. Falabitha fihim alfasanatin illa khamsina ama, 950 years. 43 times his honorable name is mentioned in the noble Quran. One entire surah, Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala, dedicated to him. Chapter number 71 of the noble Quran, you see, is entitled Nuh, Surah to Nuh. So what a mighty messenger of Almighty Allah. Why the name Nuh? He used to cry to Allah, begging Allah for his special mercy. Ya Allah, give these people hidayat. Wa ma amana ma'ahu illa qaleel. 900 plus years effort. 82 people embrace Iman and Islam in that time. Almighty Allah send the deluge and the floods. That same Allah, ages outside Lanesia and places, tornado comes, floods come, hail come, rain comes. Who can prevent all this? No government, no so-called superpower, all are paper power, all are zero power. All power is solely, only by Almighty Allah. Min qablikum qawmi Nuhin wa Adin wa Thamud. And the people of Ad, and the people of Thamud. Wa ila Adin akhahum Huda. To the people of Ad, Almighty Allah Jalla wala send Hud alayhi salatu salam. And when they did not listen, Almighty Allah send the wind, the hurricane. سخرها عليهم سبع ليالي وثمانية أيام. For 7 nights and 8 days, the wind was gusting all the time. And it totally capsized them, decimated them, annihilated them. This is what happened to the people of Ad. They rejected Nabi Hud alayhi salatu salam. As for the people of Thamud, وإلى ثمود أخاهم صالحا. So when you go towards the northern part of Saudi Arabia, you find Madainah Salih. And they rejected Nabi Sali alayhi salatu salam. And they rejected the message. And they demanded, not requested, demanded, you Sali, we say Nabi Sali alayhi salam, you bring a she camel from dead mountain, from dead place. Lo and behold, he warned them. They would not listen. The she camel was brought. What they did? فَكَذَّبُوهُ فَأَقَرُوهَا. They rejected Nabi Sali alayhi salam. They hamstrung the she camel. فَدَمْدَمَ عَلَيْهِمْ رَبُّهُمْ بِذَنْبِهِمْ فَسُوَّاهَا. Allah Ta'ala crushed them, annihilated them, destroyed them because of their vices. فَسُوَّاهَا, leveled them with the land and sand. So this is Allah showing us, I can punish you anywhere, anytime, any place. Don't play with my deen. Don't play with my message or my messengers. You need to wake up, O people and ummah. So this is the lesson Allah is giving me, you and all of us. مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ قَوْمِ نُوحٍ وَعَادٍ وَثَمُودٍ. So Nuh alayhi salatu salam, the water, deluge and floods. Ad, that is the time of Hud alayhi salatu salam, we find, was the winds for one whole week. And Thamud, we find Almighty Allah punishing them with a scream and a shout. One scream, all dead, finish. وَالَّذِينَ مِنْ بَعْدِهِمْ, and the generations that came after them. We see Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam and his people. Nabi Zakariya alayhi salatu salam and his people. Nabi Yahya alayhi salatu salam and his people. Nabi Musa alayhi salam, Nabi Isa alayhi salam. لَا يَعْلَمُهُمْ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. No one knows them except Almighty Allah. No one knows the finer details and points except Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala. So all the Anbiya that are mentioned in the Noble Quran, they are 25. But Almighty Allah teaches us, explaining to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, وَرُسُولًا لَمْ نَقْسُسْهُمْ عَلَيْكَ. There are many, many messengers. We did not relate to you, recite to you. They are stories, they are incidents, they are episodes. So the most important, Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala, mentioned and enshrined in the Noble Quran. And the others were not mentioned, but we believe in all of them. آمَنْتُ بِاللَّهِ. We believe in Allah. وَمَلَائِكَتِهِ, all the angels. وَكُتُبِ, all the divine books and scriptures. Wa rusulihi, and all the messengers. From Nabi Adam alayhi salatu salam right up to Sayyiduna wa Habibuna Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Allah knows all the details. We know very little with our puny little brains. Now the messengers came to their respective people. Ja'atuhum rusuluhum bil bayyinat. When the messengers came with these clear, clear signs, miracles, verses, scrolls, all these type of things were given to the people and generations of the past. What was the response of the masses and the public? Three different ways you can translate these verses. فَرَدُّوا أَيْدِيَهُمْ فِي أَفْوَاهِهِمْ. Hence they placed their hands in their mouths. What it means? That literally, physically, they did that. That they put their hands in their mouths, meaning they remain silent. We don't want to listen to you, and nor do we want to utter anything regarding this message or messenger. A sign of rejection. Second one, فَرَدُّوا أَيْدِيَهُمْ فِي أَفْوَاهِهِمْ. That they took their hands and tried to put it on the mouth of the Nabi. Don't speak more, don't speak more. But the Nabi must speak and give the complete message, even if he's killed in the process, as happened to Nabi Zakariya alayhi salatu salam, as occurred to Nabi Yahya alayhi salatu salam. The Jews of that time murdered and slayed them, as Quran tells us. فَرِيقًا كَذَّبَتُمْ وَفَرِيقًا تَقْتُلُونَ. One group of the messengers you rejected, and the other group of the Anbiya and messengers you murdered and you slayed them. So that is, no one can deny these things. So they did not even want the Anbiya to speak, like our Nuh alayhi salatu salam. They did not want to even see him. They would place their fingers in their ears. Ja'alu asabi'ahum fi adhanihim wastaghshaw thiyabahum. And they covered their faces and bodies with covered clothing. We don't want to see you, we don't want to listen to you. So that is second tafsir. And third tafsir, this is expression of total rejection. We're not interested in you, the messenger, or we're not interested in the message, and both. So these are the ways you can translate those verses, the sentence. Faraddu aydiyahum fi afwaihim. So they placed their hands on their mouths. Now, that was the action. Now what is the speech, the utterance? وَقَالُوا And they told the messengers of the past. Allah Jalla Wala is revealing these verses to Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam so that it will give tasalli, it will pacify and console Nabi Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Yeah, the Quraysh, they were the people who called you As-Sadiqul Amin for 40 years. But when the revelation started, it became a revolution. And 99% of them rejected you. 1% accepted you initially. And majority of them rejected. Now the unsavory comments and remarks. You are Majnoon, Allah forbid, you are insane. You are a Sha'ir, you are a poet, Allah forbid. You are a Kahin, a fortune teller. You are this, you are that. But yesterday you were praising me. Because the truth is very bitter. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught Abu Dharr radiallahu an, authentic hadith in Musnad Ahmad. Ya Aba Dharr, you Abu Dharr say, Qulil haqqa, speak the truth, walau kana murra. Although the truth is bitter. Tell people today this is haram. Tell them what you're doing is haram and see how they will hate you. Because people want to be flattered, people want compliments, people want praise, people want a tap on their back, but that tap on the back will let you go straight to Jahannam. So what is the good of all that? So each one of us should realize, al-haqqu ahaqqu ayyuttaba, meaning, always search and look for the truth, and then follow that, whether it suits the people or doesn't suit the people. That was the function of Anbiya alayhi salam, and that is the function of ulama, amal bil ma'roof, nahanil munkar, to command the truth and the good and prohibit the evil, and walau kariyal hasidun, although the people who are jealous, envious, have ulterior motives, remember, hate it and detest it. وَقَالُوا Now the people told the previous Anbiya messengers, إِنَّا كَفَرْنَا بِمَا أُرْسِلْتُمْ بِهِ We are kafir. We reject. Imagine clearly, explicitly, they mentioned it. Speaking of themselves, they said, إِنَّا كَفَرْنَا We are disbelievers. We reject. بِمَا أُرْسِلْتُمْ بِهِ With what message you were sent. Your mission and message, we're not interested, we reject it totally, absolutely. So what can you say of such people? They, by their own choice, therefore Allah Ta'ala has given human being the masterpiece of his creation, thus freedom of choice. Because if Allah wanted Qudratullah, walau sha'a lahadakum ajma'in, Allah Ta'ala could give everybody iman, but then there would not be a test. So Allah one side made us the masterpiece. If we follow the path of Rahman, we supersede even the angels. And when the person follows his own desires, whims and fancies, he becomes worse than an animal. ثُمَّ رَدَدْنَاهُ أَسْفَلَ سَافِلِينَ Allah Ta'ala says, we return them to the lowest of low. أُولَٰئِكَ كَالْأَنْعَامِ بَلْ هُمْ أَضَلْ Yet in another place, Allah Ta'ala states, they are like animals, nay, even worse than animals. And you can see the laws that are implemented in various countries today. Even animals will not do that action, but the so-called masterpiece, that who became an animal in his actions, remember that they worse than animals. Inna kafarna bima ursiltum bihi. So we reject totally what you are sent with. وَإِنَّا لَفِي شَكٍّ مِّمَّا تَدْعُونَنَا إِلَيْهِ مُرِيبٍ. Here there are two words used. One word is shak and one word is raib. To understand the beauty, the style, the diction, the methodology of the Noble Quran, you need to understand the nuances. You need to understand the finer points of the Quran and the Arabic language. If I tell you I have shak regarding this issue, it means I'm 50-50. I can't make up my mind. Maybe it's right, maybe it's left, maybe it's correct, maybe it's incorrect, maybe it's positive, maybe it's negative. So istiwa ut tarafain, so that you call 50-50 shak. And when that person now, it goes to rejection, and now he says, no, I don't accept it because I have extreme doubt in it, too much doubt in it. That is the rape. So now 80% it is doubtful. So that are what they told the messengers and regarding the message. That is what the population and the masses told the messengers of the past.
وَقَالُوا إِنَّا كَفَرْنَا بِمَا أُرْسِلْتُمْ بِهِ.
We reject you with what message you are sent.
وَإِنَّا لَفِي شَكِّمْ.
And indeed we also have doubt.
مِمَّا تَدْعُونَنَا.
Compared to that which you are giving us da'awat. You're telling us we must not believe in the idols, in the deities. We got doubt compared to what you are calling us towards. The oneness, the uniqueness of Allah, the tawheed of Allah, the unity of Allah. All that we got extreme doubt. Now, مِمَّا تَدْعُونَنَا إِلَيْهِ مُرِيبٍ. And now we got extreme doubt. Therefore now we reject you, we reject the messenger, and we reject Allah. Astaghfirullah, Allah forbid. So that is how Almighty Allah teaches us right in the beginning of Surah Baqarah.
ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابِ. This book here.
لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ. There's absolutely no doubt in it. When you negate it with rape, then the shirk also goes away. Therefore, this is an academic issue, but nevertheless, to give you an understanding. The question is asked by the ulama,
Al-Imanu yazidu wa yanqus.
Can iman increase and decrease? So majority ulama say, yes, it can increase and decrease. When we ask Imam Malik rahimahullah, does iman decrease? He says, no.
Al-imanu la yanqus.
Iman can never decrease. Because if you say it decreases, it goes into shak, and shak is kufr, and doubt will take you out of the fold of Islam. What Imam Malik rahimahullah means, the things we believe in, they are non-negotiable. So if you say it is decreasing, it means I can reject one thing, I can reject two, I can reject three. No, we can't reject anyone, because they all are articles of faith. And rejecting one is tantamount and akin to rejecting everything. Therefore, those non-Muslims who reject Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or they reject Nabi Isa alayhi salam, or any messenger, then it is like they rejected all the messengers and anbiya alayhi salam, as enshrined in the Noble Quran. Similarly, when they reject one verse of the Quran, is then tantamount to rejecting all the verses.
أَفَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِبَعْضِ الْكِتَابِ وَتَكْفُرُونَ بِبَعْضِ.
What do you believe in some portion of the book and you reject the others? So for that you go straight to the hellfire, everlasting doom and gloom. May Almighty Allah Jalla Wala infuse within us the love of Quran Kareem and the love of the Sunnah of Habibullah Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alamin.